Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays. Another edition of PD Sundays. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And today we are talking, we are discussing, we are freaking conversing about confidence. Okay? Because a lot of people has come up to me and say, Stace, how could I build my confidence? How could I learn confidence? Hey, listen, confidence is not something you learn. Confidence is a state of mind, okay? So if you're dealing with the mind, what are you dealing with? Of course you're dealing with some positive thinking. It takes practice. When I was in the casinos, this is the worst part of my life, man. I was depressed, freaking just, man, depressed, low no confidence, all right? Yeah, I was just a loser. I was doing loser things, and it dipped my confidence out, okay? I couldn't be a winner in a loser state of mind. So what did I have to do? I had to practice getting more confidence. I had to practice it. So what did I do, man? I started reframing the mindset. That is hard work. Don't get it twisted. People will say, hey, just positive think. Positive think is hard. So what do you have to do every day? This is how I practiced positive thinking. I would get up in the morning and I would say to myself, today, I will not think one negative thought, action. I just no negativity today. So as soon as I thought of something negative, I went back in my mind and said, oh, shit, that's negative. And then start over again. I would start over again. It took me months to develop a positive thinking mindset, but in that meantime, I have built discipline and a habit. Now I was able to train my thoughts. Imagine, I'm on the road, I'm getting angry, I'm late for something, need to use the bathroom. It's easy to fall into a negative mindset at that point, but you have trained yourself to think positively. And once you start thinking positively, you have built discipline and guess what? Confidence. You have built confidence. And also, low confidence and no confidence comes from the environment. You not in control of your environment. Someone is there sitting there telling you that you're fat, you're no good, you can't do this, your dreams are too big and you can't accomplish, you didn't finish school, you're up to no good, you're worthless. There's other people in your environment dipping your confidence at a rate of freaking every day, right? So what you have to do is be aware of that as well and say, you know what, you're no good to me and I'm going to just disconnect from this relationship because you are bringing low confidence into me. Right? So you have to boost your confidence levels, right? You could boost it by watching your environment. Who's in your environment? Practice positive thinking. So confidence comes from the feelings of well-being, acceptance of your body and mind. I know some people and they're like, man, I'm fat. I look at them, I'm like, shh, if you think you're fat, then what do you think I'm? Hey, listen, let's bring it back. But it's because they don't have confidence in themselves. It's a low self-esteem mindset, and they don't believe in their own ability, skills, and experience, you know? When I first started the Comfort Killers, I was like, to myself, because low confidence tried to come in, it was very early, I said to myself, man, who's going to listen to me? Who's going to listen to Stacey A. Cross? There's tons of motivational speakers that have been doing it for so long. Here comes this new one on the block. Who's going to listen? And then I had to get that right. Rid that feeling, rid that talk, that negative self-talk, rid that mindset out of here. And I was like, you know what? I'm great. I'm going to learn everything I'm going to learn. This is exactly what I want to do. I don't want to be anywhere else. And this is what's going to take me to the next level. I got to get uncomfortable, baby. So that's what I did. Low confidence can be the results of many factors, man. People are criticizing you. There you go. You know, personal appearance, you know, lack of knowledge in your previous failures. You mean, I look at my previous failures and I try to pinpoint all the successes and everything I've learned in it. Hey, listen, maybe I shouldn't be doing deals with that one, okay? So yes, feeling unprepared. These are things that could cause low confidence. So if you feel unprepared, why don't you prepare yourself? Read some books on a subject that you're interested in, right? Go talk. Go actually do it. Be around people of the same nature that are in learning, and they're boosting up their confidence, boosting yours. So confidence, you can't measure it statistically, right? Right? You could just be like, yeah, I don't feel it. But, you know, confidence, you got to perform the roles and tasks that can increase your confidence. So you wake up, you're early, go boost your confidence at the gym. Come back, read a book, boost your confidence in that skill subject on your education. Come back, go talk to positive people, boost your self-esteem, boost your confidence. Talk to people that push you towards your goal, man. They don't pull you or they take away. They give you and they push you. Man, hey, listen, you need someone to talk to. I have a great coaching program. All you have to do is go to thecomfortkillers.com/coaching and we could build up your confidence in about less than a month. I guarantee it. Less than a month, we build your confidence. And confidence ties hand in hand with self-esteem. But they're really not the same thing. Most people think they're linked. I thought they were linked for a long time, but it's how you feel about yourselves. And you can see how you feel about yourself dips into confidence. What I want you to do today is take a stock of all the great things that you can bring to the table, all of the great benefits and characteristics and strengths that you have. Put them all out there. You have a lot, trust me. So write down all of those things. Check us out in the mastermind meeting because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about confidence this week. Mastermind meeting, you could tag yourself in if you just add yourself on our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/thecomfortkillers. I want to see you there. You make sure that you come into the mastermind. If you need coaching, you're like, forget this mastermind. I just need to go straight to the shooter, okay? I need to go straight to the source. Just jump on thecomfortkillers.com/coaching and I'll be right there. Get started. Hey, enjoy your Sunday. Remember, boost your environment up, all right? Your environment adapts to you, not the other way around, so you can control everything, baby. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and I love Sundays. Don't you? PD Sundays.